So Trevor Lawrence signs this monster contract, and of course it does have relevance to us as we're interested in, you know, the market and whether or not. I just want to know if you overpaid, underpaid, if you got a value, you got a bargain. And I don't think they got a bargain on Jared Goff, but this doesn't, this contract doesn't feel like it's, at this point, there's no reason to imply that it is anything other than market value, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah, I think the way to put it is I don't think the Lions overpaid for Jared Goff.
No.
I'm not sure that Jacksonville overpaid for Trevor Lawrence either, because they added another year on it. That's definitely, you're setting the market there. And I think the first person that gets to 60, if it's Dak Prescott, if he gets 60,
yeah,
then I might start to say, I think you overpaid.
So here's the funny thing about it. It all matters because it's a percentage of the salary cap that it takes up, and you have to have enough wiggle room to do more. And that, I don't care what you pay your quarterback. The question is there enough money left over that you can win a Super Bowl with the remaining amount of money after you sign your quarterback? I got a weird question, though. For you, Gator, and Kang, I want your take on this. The Lions signed Jared Goff like a month and a half ago, whatever it was. Was about a month ago. Yeah, a month ago, whatever it was. Had they not signed him and Lawrence's contract comes out today, would Jared Goff cost more than Lawrence? You see what I mean?
No, I see what you mean.
The way these things work, did they sign Goff? And then that became some sort of starting point for Trevor Lawrence. And would they be inverted? Had Lawrence signed today and the Lions hadn't signed Goff, would Goff be going to the table going, I want more than $55 million more?
Of course it's possible.
Yep.
I don't think that would have been the case. I think that there is probably a line where Jared Goff's like, I think this is a fair offer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're looking at a four-year deal instead of a five-year deal, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, you can look at it and say, well, thank God we got our deal done earlier. Because look what's happening now. And what if he waits even longer? And yeah, I'm just glad that he signed his deal.
I think that's how agents work. That guy got that. My job now to prove my worth is to get my guy more than that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of advantages when you look at the two quarterbacks. Why Goff is better than Trevor Lawrence. And there are some that you would say, well, Trevor Lawrence is better than Goff. Youth and being able to be more, certainly more mobile, stronger arm. But how about winning?
Yeah.
You know, a proven track record, and Goff has that. I saw a breakdown of all these, you know, the top 10 paid quarterbacks, and they had like their win-loss record. And it's funny to look at it because Goff's record is among the best. You know, the most wins of quarterbacks that have now signed these big deals.
How's this guy underappreciated?
Because his previous coach, how do I put this? I almost said a word I can't say. Threw him under the bus. That's what happened. Because Sean McVay was the hotness.
Yeah, he was.
And then they didn't get it done, and he blamed the quarterback. And then they traded for another quarterback and immediately won a Super Bowl. So he still looked brilliant.
Yeah.
All while doing what? While throwing his former guy under the bus. And all that's done since then is Jared Goff has cultivated that chip, built it up nice and big, and gotten better and better and better, where he's better now than he ever was with the Rams, including that Super Bowl season. And he's in a much better place, too, because the coaching staff appreciates him. The coaching staff loves him. His teammates love him. And this is a team, truly, in that sense of the word, that can move forward.
Kang, do you think, had Goff not signed yet, that his agent would be trying to get more than Trevor Lawrence just got?
I think the total number would still be less than Trevor Lawrence because of the age factor. Like, Trevor Lawrence would get the five-year deal, which would make it automatically a total value more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the annual average per year, I think Goff would be shooting for $56 million. And I think he'd have every right to be honest with you. At 29 years old, doing what he just did, and we talk about entering prime, he's 29. He's not 39. We have a guy in New York right now who's on some kind of retreat, who's 40 years old, who's making a ton of money, and he's not there, right? Jared Goff has done everything that you've asked him to do, and maybe even more. Yeah, so I would see an annual average of $56 million a year for Goff. So I think the Lions got, I don't want to say got lucky, but Brad Holmes and that upper management did the right thing. They got him in early. He's a value at this point.
So the weird thing about it is, you can put me in the camp of being pretty skeptical of Jared Goff when he came to Detroit. Kang, I think we can put you in that camp as well. Is that accurate?
Very, yes.
Gator, you were the only one on this show that said Goff could be the quarterback solution. All right, yeah, okay, that'd be great, but yeah.
Yeah, you guys just blew me off. No.
You were more optimistic. You were open to it.
Yeah, I wasn't guaranteeing it. I was definitely open to that. I'm like, this guy isn't that far removed from being an amazing quarterback in this league.
And I got this theory, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. When you doubt a guy, you don't think he's the answer. And you're not a fan. And that guy goes out and proves you wrong and wins you over. I think I think it's just natural to love that guy more than you would if you believed in him from day one. I think when a player changes your opinion of being negative towards him and then goes out and by the way he plays makes you positive towards him as a fan, I think that makes you more dedicated to that guy as your guy. And that's what has happened with Jared Goff and me.
Well, let me ask you that, because I'm not sure if I agree with that theory.
That's fine.
I like the theory,
yeah.
But I'm going to throw a player's name at you and see if it tests your theory.
The theory, yeah, let's hear it.
Jack Flaherty.
Yeah. Oh, without question.
Well, but did you love Jack Flaherty now? No,
No, but I haven't been totally sold on him yet. But okay. If he continues this and stays in Detroit, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's come a long way where I'm like, he's changing my opinion, and now I'm looking forward to Jack Flaherty starts.
See, here's my theory on this.
But he hasn't done it long enough.
That's the theory. My theory is that the guy that you doubt, even though he's doing great, he's got a much longer runway.
Without question. He's
a much longer runway to work
with. Well, you're changing opinion, right? If your opinion starts at we do the scale of 1 to 12. If my opinion starts on the scale of negative, and I'm like a negative 6 on a guy, and he's moved me.
That's not part of the scale, Doug.
Yeah, well, we're just work with me here. You know, it's, if zero is the middle point, negative 12 positive 12, and I started as a negative 7 or 8 on Flaherty, I've moved to like a 4 or 5. That's a huge delta. Like, he's changed my opinion a lot.
He's definitely started down that road.
Whereas if he starts as a 4 and moves up to a 12, it's changed, but not as much as...
No, there's no doubt that the plane is picking up speed on the runway.
It is picking up speed on the runway when it comes to Jack Flaherty. So here's the question to Detroiters. Are you the skeptic turned lover? Like, you went for... No, lover sounds pretty strong.
Oh, no, you said it.
It does sound pretty strong.
Own it.
Are you a Goff skeptic?
Lover.
And have become a huge Goff fan. Has he completely changed your opinion of him? Because I feel like this offseason has been even better. I like Goff even more. The contract doesn't, we confirmed, I feel like the news yesterday confirmed that it wasn't an overpay. It was market value. On top of that, Jared Goff last year had a better year. He threw for more yards, better completion percentage, more touchdowns, fewer interceptions than Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence just got more money. We understand why. You know, he's younger. But they're both guys that went 1-1. 248-539-9797. Love to hear from fans on the feeling towards our quarterback. And for you, look, you weren't a skeptic. You were open-minded.
I was kind of optimistic.
You were open-minded. I give you credit for that. You really did you were trying to sell us. I'll never forget. You were trying to sell us in the cube one day before the show. Cubicle. We were sitting in a cubicle, not an actual cube. you were trying to sell us on Goff being a solution. It was one of those, okay, cool. You can expand on that during the show. But I wasn't thinking, all right, he's going to win me. Oh, Gator's going to convince me otherwise.
It was pre-COVID.
Was it?
No, maybe not pre-COVID.
Yeah, I don't think it was pre-COVID.
No, it was after COVID.
But
because it was 21 when he came here.
248-539-9797. Are you a former Goff skeptic turned Goff fan? And I look, there's still probably going to be people out there that have their questions about Jared Goff, and it's because the one thing he doesn't do is one of the most popular things you can do, and that is run. He cannot run.
No, he cannot.
Yeah, it's not his strength.
Not at all.
I'm sure he'd love to debate that. Knowing Jared Goff, he'd probably love to debate it, but it's just...
That or make fun of himself for not being able to, but there are other ways to get plays done.
Do you remember when they ran that zone read and he carried the ball into the end zone for like a 3-yard touchdown run?
Yep.
He loved talking about that the next week.
He did, but there are other plays where he doesn't like talking about when he looked like he... Hey, remember when you looked like you were in slow motion? You were running in quicksand?
Yeah.